And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. After a few short hours of rest, Mary Noble's up and around in her Rosehaven, Long Island home. She goes about her household tasks in an almost mechanical way, fixing flowers here and straightening a cushion there until...
Oh, hello, Mary. You up already, too?
Yes, Maud. I couldn't sleep.
Oh, neither could I. Before we got back here early this morning, I thought I could sleep standing up.
Larry couldn't sleep either. He got up a little while ago and went out.
Out where?
I don't know. I didn't hear the car, so I guess he went for a walk.
Oh, a fine mess this has turned out to be.
Oh, it's too awful. I still can't believe it could have happened. When I look at this bright room with the light streaming in, I can't imagine that I actually stood backstage at the theater last night and saw Oliver Wilson's lifeless body hanging high on the wings.
Yeah, it's like a nightmare.
Suppose they'll be calling us soon to come in for more questioning.
Yes, we can be sure of that, Mary. Before this case is cleared up, there are going to be a lot of angles to investigate.
I know. The way Claudia Vincent accused everyone in the whole group was absolutely disgusting.
Well, what can you expect from such a rank opportunist? She's going to see to it that she isn't blamed. My only feeling is that she'll tell so many lies and accuse so many other people that Sergeant Riley will suspect her all the more.
Do you really think she did it, Maud?
I haven't the slightest idea. As far as I'm concerned, it's hard to believe that anybody could have strung young Wilson up like that.
It was very strong, Maud. I don't see how it could have happened unless somebody overpowered him.
I don't know. That rope could have been slipped over his head when he wasn't expecting it and tightened suddenly.
Oh, Maud, if only I hadn't given that theater party...
Oh, now, don't talk like that, Mary. You are not to blame. Oh, but I think I am.
You? But why?
I was the one who told both Claudia and Oliver that the other one was rich. It's one of those stupid impulses. I thought it was a good joke. Well... It's a joke, all right. But a grim one.
Oh, it's no good blaming yourself, Maud. No one could have possibly foreseen how this would turn out.
You can't even tell that now. Heaven only knows how much more mess there'll be before this is over.
Maud, tell me honestly. Whom do you suspect?
Mary, I've been over that a million times. And I'm as mixed up right now as I was to begin with.
Oh, I hated to say that about Rupert's man Victor being near the theater, but I felt I had to tell the truth.
Why should you hate to involve that miserable creature? Personally, I think he'd make a perfect suspect. It's a certain that Victor wasn't skulking about backstage at the Hamilton Theater just for fun. I wouldn't be surprised if Rupert Baller had put him up to something.
But he certainly wouldn't order him to kill a man.
Well, maybe not. Maybe Victor overstepped his orders.
That's gruesome.
Yeah, so is everything about the crime, Mary. Well, I'm going to have some coffee.
I'll have another cup with you, Maud. I think it's still hot.
Oh, how about our lovely house guest? Has she put in an appearance,
Claudia? No, she's still in her room for all I know.
I'll be glad when some other arrangement can be made about her.
So will I. It's going to be terribly awkward for everybody as long as she stays here.
Why Sergeant Riley insisted on us bringing her back here, I don't know.
I guess he wanted to be sure she'd be safe.
Safe? We're the ones who ought to worry about that.
Oh, I wish they'd call from headquarters and get it over with. We're all going to sit around here and have our nerves go to pieces if we have to wait much more.
Well, we can at least have coffee. Now, you pass me your cup, dear. There. Here you are.
Thanks, Mark.
Now, one for me. My hand's steadier than I expected.
Oh, I'm so worried about Larry, Maud. Oh, Maud, look what I've done.
Now, never mind about the cup, Mary. Go answer
one
the telephone.
One of my good cups,
now,
too.
Answer it, dear. Go on.
Hello?
Good morning, my dear. I hope I haven't wakened you.
Oh, Rupert.
How are you, my sweet? I've worried about you terribly.
I'm all right, Rupert. I'm fine. But I've been wondering about poor Julia Dixon. She was in such bad shape last night.
She's doing very nicely now. I have the doctor here, and he's given her a sedative, and she'll sleep for some time. There'll be nurses on full time until she recovers from her shock.
I do hope she'll be all right soon.
I'm sure she will, my dear. I'm more worried about you.
But why, Rupert?
Well, I know what it must be doing to you to have all this rotten story come to light.
What do you mean?
You haven't seen the papers?
No. Do they... Is it very bad?
We had to expect it, but even so, it's a shock. I called to warn you to be very careful not to leave the house for the time being.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Larry's out now.
Well, he can take care of himself, but don't you step out and don't let any reporters in.
No, I won't. I expect they'll call us soon, to come to New York, I mean.
Undoubtedly. I'd offer to have Victor drive you in, but the idiot hasn't come home yet.
Oh? Well, that's strange, isn't it?
It's worse than that. It's darned annoying. I have some questions I want to ask him. There seems to be a lot I don't know.
Oh, hello, dear.
What'd you say?
Oh, it's Larry. He's just come back. I'd better say goodbye now.
Oh, very well, my dear. Take good care of yourself, and let me know if you need help.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who was there?
Police?
No, Larry. It was Rupert Barlow.
Oh. Fine. So he's starting already. I can see this is going to be a wonderful break for him. He'll have a field day fussing over you.
Oh, that's not fair, Larry. Rupert is being very helpful. He warned me not to go outside today, in case some reporters might be hanging around.
They don't need much more than they printed this morning.
Well, I haven't seen the paper.
I took it along. I have it in my pocket. Here.
Let's look at it in the dining room. Ward's having some coffee.
I could use a cup myself.
Oh. Hello, Larry. Well, back again, I see.
Yes, I found I couldn't sleep.
Oh, you were sweet to clean up that broken china, Maud. I meant to do it as soon as I got through talking on the phone.
Oh, nonsense. There's no reason why I can't be of some help around here. Oh, coffee, Larry?
Please.
Let me see the paper, will you, dear?
Here you are. You better count 10 before you look. It's even worse than I expected.
Oh, let me move over so I can see, too.
Oh, Larry, I didn't think they'd put the story right on the front page.
Oh, sure. If it's bad news, play it up. If it would do somebody any good, hide it somewhere in the back.
Where in the world did they ever dig up that old picture of me? Why, it makes me look like a positive freak.
Well, I think it's rather nice of you, Maud.
For heaven's sake, must you worry about how your pictures turn out at a time like this? Don't either of you realize what this means?
What?
It means we're going to be headline news for days and maybe weeks to come. Headline news of the very worst kind. Wait till you see what Marty Rufus has to say in his column. He's dredged up all the old gossip about me, all the filthy lies about my supposed infatuation for Claudia Vincent.
But I don't suppose you could expect anything else, not really.
I'm waiting to hear from Harold Ramsey. That's going to be a nice experience. That's going to be just wonderful.
Well, I'm surprised Harold hasn't phoned before now. Well, maybe he left the theater and went home and hasn't wakened yet.
But, darling, surely Mr. Ramsey will realize that this is something that couldn't be helped.
Show me a producer like Harold Ramsey with a hit show on his hands who's willing to make any allowances for anything. You'll probably have to yank the play entirely. I don't see how it can do anything but close. And then we're going to be in that happy position of being broke again.
That's not quite true, Larry. But you've made a lot of money out of the play already, and I've saved just as much as I could. But we can certainly manage for quite some time.
That's no great satisfaction to me, honey. Even though I know you're trying to be cheerful, the thought of having the play fold now because of this mess just makes me sick. If only the press would lay off.
No chance of that, Larry. And if you look at it from their angle, there's no reason why they should.
Why do you say that?
Well, you must admit it isn't the usual thing for a prominent Broadway star to jeopardize his own play by insisting on putting a rank amateur into the lead opposite him. And on top of that, you have a murder. Oh, it's asking a bit too much to expect them to play it down.
Hang it all. I knew you'd say that. So far, everyone said it. It was all my fault for wanting to give Claudia a break. I engineered the whole thing. I wrecked the show. I suppose I even killed Oliver Wilson.
Claudia did mention the possibility, didn't she?
No, Rupert did. But what difference does it make? I shouldn't have tried to be decent, to help Sheila get out of a run-of-the-play contract, or try to give Claudia the chance to take Sheila's place. I should have shrugged my shoulders and said, "It's your tough luck, friends. Let it go at that." But I didn't. I'm going to be blamed for everything. Well, I made a mistake. I was wrong. I admit it. Does anybody have anything further to say on the subject?
Mary and Maud Marlowe both watched Larry in silence. Understanding how unnerved he is and wondering how much deeper they're to be involved in this ugly situation. Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, The story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.